I wonder if there's a more soulless part of London I could walk through. I'm plodding the streets. There's a chill in the air and a lot of cigarette smoke as I'm walking through the kind of banking area, Midland Bank building on my right and huge building on my left. No idea, no windows unless you go to about 30 foot up. Very old stone. And I'm just approaching London Bridge and Southwark Bridge. Just walking at the moment because, as ever, I've got early to a venue, a couple of hours early, just to make sure I could get into London on time. I'm having a kind of a Christmas dinner at the Anthologist, which is a very large looking venue just around the corner. As I walk past it, I could see that it very much caters for corporate Christmas dinners, as the suited clones of the city sat shoulder to shoulder, packed in tight on massive tables with their colourful paper hats on, really letting go. And I'm actually dressed in jeans and a long sleeve t-shirt. I probably should have put more thought into it, but I did put thought into not coming to town with a bag full of tech. So I kind of unretired my Scotty Vest Expedition jacket, because although I'm kind of not carrying a bag of tech, I couldn't bring myself to actually leave any tech behind. I left a lot behind. I've only got my iPhone, a charging plug with both USB and iPhone connector, iPad mini, wireless hotspot, harmonica, local area network pirate box, spare battery, Swiss Army knife, hat, glove, scarf. There's bound to be something else. Did I say harmonica? I think I did. And wallet, keys. That should do, shouldn't it? I think that should do. But it's all secreted around my person, so all I actually have on is a heavy jacket. And there's only one side effect of that, is this jacket's quite warm, so I'm walking along with my jacket open. And as it's a little bit nippy outside, and I emphasise the word nippy, I'm getting a little bit sore around the chest area. Yeah, heavy jacket, loaded pockets, cold night equals nipple rub. And I kind of like the walking along without a bag but being fully equipped, and I can't help but wonder whether or not there's a potential expedition in this. Maybe the... Because there's about 30 pockets on this thing that don't have anything in, including a large back one. I wonder if I could get spare clothes, all my documenting tech, anything I could possibly want, water bottle, and just head off one day and B&B it, or Airbnb it, or hotel it, or crash at people's houses and wash my underwear at night and head off the next morning. Would I be able to continue as normal, moving, documenting, capturing moments, sharing them, remaining connected, and not feel like I'm missing anything? I think that an iPhone or other smartphone and a tablet as a backup to that device with a MiFi should be all the technology needed. I wouldn't bring an audio recorder, I'd hope. The audio recording capability, albeit mono on the iPhone, would be enough. But I'd be so tempted to stick other stuff in. No way other than to the cloud to back up the content. Yeah, it's definitely got me thinking, because other than the nipple rub, I feel like I could walk forever and be comfortable with the tech in my pockets. It's just whether or not I could get the under kegs and the likes. I will think about this some more as I walk between countless Costa Coffee, Starbucks, Costa Coffee, Starbucks, Costa Coffee, Starbucks. I feel like I'm going around in circles, but no, they just put two Costa Coffees and two Starbucks on the same street. And some. It's a crazy, crazy world we live in. I can see the Shard, and And the one kind of thing of beauty, if you you know, if you're not into architecture, is a three-quarter moon coming up behind the Shard. At the moment, the buildings are saturated with blue flashing lights. This is the city.